What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Monday morning. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome to segment 4 of continuing coverage of the trial of Alex Murdaugh. Let's go back to the courtroom.
When the defendant came to you around the time of your mom's funeral and said he was going to help you and file a claim on your behalf, why did you agree to that?
Because I trust sitting.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Examination.
Please support, Your Honor.
Yes.
Your name is Tony?
Yes, sir.
May I call you Tony rather than Mr. Satterfield?
Absolutely.
Call me Dick instead of Mr. Arpizian, and then we'll make this a little quicker. Between your name and my name, it might add a little bit to this clause. So let me ask you a few questions about your mother's death, and I apologize if in any way this brings back bad memories. I apologize. Y'all filed a lawsuit or made a claim against, basically Al told you he would be the defendant. You'd be suing him, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it was based on some dogs tripping your mom as she was going down the stairs. Is that right?
That's what they said, yes.
Okay. But the only person that represented dogs tripped your mother going down the stairs was Alex, right?
Yes.
Okay. So without his assertion, if she just fell down the stairs, there'd be no lawsuit, right?
I guess that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. Not a lawyer. You would accept my representations if she just fell down the stairs on her own. There would be no one to blame for that. Right?
All right. Repeat your question because I don't understand the question.
It's okay. Strike it. Withdraw it. It's going down a rabbit hole. Don't need to do that. So let me ask you this. During this process, your lawyer, for the record, he told you, was Corey Fleming, right?
Yes.
And that was your lawyer?
Well, it was Alex Murdaugh. They were all a team.
They were a team. The person being sued, and yes, again, you're not sophisticated on this, was part of the team to get you a recovery.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's a guy named Chad Westendorf. He was with a bank, right?
Yes.
And he was actually the PR. He took over, and it was his job to make sure y'all got your money, right?
Yes.
Did you ever meet with him?
Yes.
And what did he say?
Like one time, it was just a sign to paperwork for him to be PR.
Right. And did you ever call him and say, what's going on with my case?
No.
Did you ever call Corey Fleming and ask what's going on with my case?
No.
And let me make sure I understand your testimony. You got some notice of something in the paper, and at some point after June 7th, you had either a phone call or a text or an email with Alec Murdaugh asking him what's going on, right?
Yes.
Now, and again, we see a series of phone calls on June 22nd.
Yes.
Second,
yes.
Is that right? Where y'all were talking about this.
Yes.
But was there anything on June 7th or prior to June 7th where you accused him of anything?
Prior to June 7th? No.
Okay. Now, after you became aware of we saw just a moment ago a confession of judgment where Alec Murdaugh admitted that he owed you $3 million. Did not get this wrong. Where's the confession of judgment? There it is. $4,305,000. Is that right?
That's the judgment, yes.
Okay. But you hired a lawyer. Derek Bland, very fine lawyer. And he actually sued Mr. Murdaugh's firm and some other folks and got you $6.5 million, right?
Yes. Or no, not that I'm aware of.
Pardon me?
Not that I'm aware of. The only thing I'm aware of is the judgment.
So Mr. Bland didn't tell you about the $6.5 million?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure history's not repeating itself here. And so you actually recovered $6.5 million, which would be a couple million dollars more than you would have gotten had you received the money that Alex took, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been made more than whole for that loss?
Yes.
$2 million more than you would have gotten had he not taken your money, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Now, sort of the last question that I think I have for you, but let me check with my co-counsel before I... Well, one last question is this. On June 7th, prior to June 8th, had you ever threatened Alec Murdaugh with exposure?
All right, could you repeat the question again?
Prior to June 8th, 2021, did you ever threaten Alec Murdaugh saying, I know you stole my money, where's my money? You know, I know you've got the money. Did you threaten him in any way?
No.
Okay. Thank you, I have no further questions.
Thank you. Going back to, get the right exhibit. States 453, these were texts that you had about the case, is that right?
Yes.
And when did those occur?
These occurred in the spring in April of 2021.
April of 2021. And there had been media reporting about there being a settlement in this particular case, even though you hadn't received any money?
Yes.
Did you have periodic conversations with the defendant over the course of time?
Yes.
And would you ask him about the case?
Yes.
And he would tell you what?
It's a hard case, but it's a work in progress.
After all this happened, have you come to find out that the defendant took all of your money?
Yes.
And that's what led to that confession of judgment?
Yes.
Did he, though, ever pay you 1 cent?
No.
You were asked about Corey Fleming, and I think you said they were all a team. Is that right?
Yes.
At its core, who did you consider was your lawyer for your mom's case?
Alex.
Thank you, Mr. Sackler. Nothing further. He may have one more question.
Anything further?
No. Thank you.
All right. You may step down. Thank you. Call your next witness.
Your Honor, the state calls Jan Malinowski.
Raise your right hand, left hand on the Bible. Do you affirm the testimony about to give the court in this trial shall be the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Take a seat in the witness stand, please.
Thank you.
State your name again for the record. Spell your last name.
My name's Jan Malinowski, Malinowski.
Mr. Malinowski, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Introduce yourself to the jury a little bit. Just tell them a little bit about yourself, kind of a little bit about your background and your career, and ultimately where you are now.
I am currently the CEO of Palmetto State Bank, headquartered in Hampton. I work in the Buford office. Started banking career out of the Citadel in the late 70s. Went to graduate school at the University of South Carolina. Had a progression of jobs at larger banks, Wachovia Bank and Trust, Barnett Banks of Florida, First Union Bank, and then in February of 1991, I joined Palmetto State Bank.
Okay. And Palmetto State Bank, so you've been there since 1991?
Yes, sir.
And what roles have you served at Palmetto State Bank over the years?
Principally in charge of both of our branches. We have two branches in the Buford area, one on Ladies Island and one in the Burton, which is west of Buford. And that's been primarily my focus on a day-to-day basis, but I do have other responsibilities inside the company.
Okay. And your primary focus has been on Buford. Here recently, has your duties or your role expanded?
It has.
And what is your current duty right now?
I'm the Chief Executive Officer.
The CEO. Okay. And when did you become the CEO of Palmetto State Bank? April of last year?
Yes.
And that'd be 2022?
Excuse me, August of last year.
August of last year. Okay. 2022.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Who was the CEO prior to that?
Russell Lafitte.
We'll talk more about that in a bit. Tell me a little bit more about the governance of the bank. Is there a board of directors?
There is.
And how many people are on the board of directors?
Currently 8.
And is there a executive committee of board of directors and other senior leadership at the bank?
There is.
And can you describe that for the jury, please?
The executive committee today consists of our chairman, Becky Lafitte, Norris Lafitte, Liz Malinowski. I'm on the executive committee, and Gray Henderson is on the executive committee.
All right, but describe to me how that works. What's the purpose of the executive committee? The
executive committee is charged with typically making the senior decisions, management, upper management decisions that affect the day-to-day operations of the bank.
And let me ask you this. As far as giving loans, are there levels of authority for different officials in the bank, and does that sort of graduate depending on the amount?
That's correct.
Can you explain that to the jury?
Throughout the bank, we have a number of loan officers, each of whom is granted a certain level of lending authority, which is approved annually by the board of directors. Any loans made, single loans above their lending authority or above their limits, would then go to two executive officers, either myself or Ms. Henderson, to be approved or denied. Within our level of authority, which is up to $1 million. And then if for any loan, single loan or relationship from $1 million to $1.5 million, both she and I would have the approval authority, and anything above $1.5 million up to $8 million currently goes to the executive committee for approval.
With those levels of authority, still, if you have large loans with a particular customer or typical client, are those the kind of things that might be discussed and updated in board meetings and executive committee meetings?
Executive committee meetings first, and those would be minuted in the executive committee minutes and then elevated to the board, and periodically there'd be board discussions, yes.
Let's Let's talk a little bit and going back to September 2021 and before. And just want to talk a little bit about the bank then. Your primary focus in the bank was where at that period of time?
Buford.
All right. And was there another sort of hub of focus in the institution?
Well, Hampton is our main office.
Okay.
It's the largest branch among the seven branches.
Back at that period of time, September 2021 and prior, explain to me how those two hubs work and just generally how the bank operated in practice in that regard.
Well, Hampton being the largest office had the most business. It was also the location where Russell Lafitte had his office, his father Charlie had his office, and sister Gray Henderson had her office. Largely, I was focused on the activities in Buford, as I said earlier.
Did the bank have kind of a decentralized functioning that Hampton kind of did its thing and Buford did its thing to some extent?
Yes, sir, to some extent.
Okay. And was the defendant a customer of the bank?
Yes, he was.
And was he more in the Hampton side of things or the Buford side of things?
Hampton.
Did the defendant have a particular banking relationship with one particular official at the bank or former official?
Yes, Russell Lafitte.
Russell Lafitte. Moving into 2021, spring of 2021, or just during 2021, did you, as primarily in the Buford side, but as also as a board member, did you have any particular concern at that time about the defendant, Alec Murdoch's, the nature of his relationship with the bank?
At that time, no.
Didn't have any concern at that time?
No, sir.
You were more focused on Buford, is that
correct?
Right? And you had no reason at that time to think that anything was going on, is that correct?
No, sir.
At some point in time, did you become aware, obviously, of the murders of Maggie and Paul Murdoch?
Yes, sir.
After that happened, did you personally, did you have any particular concern about the defendant and any loans he owed to the bank or anything about like that?
He had significant loans with the bank. The murders were obviously a traumatic and tragic. And the board and executive committee did bring up Mr. Murdoch's relationship with the bank.
I'll show you what's been marked as Exhibit 355 to your testimony. Let me show the defense counsel real quick. And we'll see if you recognize this document.
It's the minutes of a board of directors meeting of Palmetto State Bank, Tuesday, July 20th, 2021.
All right. And who was the secretary for those minutes?
Gray Henderson.
All right. And just quickly tell the jury what minutes of a board of directors meeting are. What do those mean?
The minutes should memorialize the discussions of the board members across any number of topics, loans, operations of the bank, any other topics of interest.
Okay. And just look at that real quick. That's on what date?
It's the meeting of July 20, 2021.
July 20, 2021. And I looked through there real quick, and was there any discussion or any mention of any discussion of any loans with the defendant, Alec Murdoch?
No, sir, there are not.
Okay. Your Honor, at this time I would move, I believe without any additional objection, state 355 into evidence.
No other objections.
Yeah, it's admitted.
Moving on from July, I just want to be clear. Were you aware in July of 2021 of any additional loan being made to Alec Murdaugh?
No, I was not.
Moving on into August 2021, did you at some point become aware, or was there some event occurring at the bank where any loans to Alec Murdaugh came to the board of directors' attention?
Yes, on August 9th.
Go ahead, describe that to the jury.
On August 9th, our board member, Norris Lafitte, emailed the board and the executive committee asking for a complete accounting of Alec Murdaugh's loan relationship with Palmetto State Bank.
All right, and did any events start to happen as a result of that?
Yes, there were.
All right, let's take them in order and let's go nice and slow so I can follow along. Dude, what was the first thing that happened?
A deposit of $400,000 was made to one of Mr. Murdaugh's account.
A deposit of $400,000. Who caused that deposit to be made?
Russell Lafitte.
At that time, on August 9th, do you know what the balance was in that particular account that money was in?
It was overdrawn significantly, I believe, above $367,000.
All right, and I'm gonna hold on for me real quick. All right, thank you, Judge. State 356, I'm going to show you this document, see if you recognize this.
This is a copy of an account statement, page 2 of an account statement, of account number ending in the four digits 6092 of Richard Alexander Murdaugh.
All right, and can you tell me on August 6, 2021, what the balance was in the defendant's account of Palmetto State Bank?
On August 6, 2021, the balance was a negative $347,784.67.
Had the bank continued paying expenses for Alec Murdaugh from June 7th to this date to the tune of $347,000 in money he did not have?
Correct.
Your Honor, this time I'd move State 356 into evidence.
No additional objections.
It's admitted.
So right here, what date is that?
August 6, 2021.
We'll go up to the top. What's the name on this account?
Richard Alexander Murdaugh.
And what's the balance in his account again, please?
A negative $347,784.67.
What is that right there?
Overdraft charge.
How much is the overdraft charge?
$5.
$5. Is that typical policy for a bank to pay overdrafts over the course of a month for $347,000?
No, sir.
And were you aware of that at the time?
I was not.
What is this right here? This transaction, what's the date on it?
August 9th, 2021.
And what is that right there?
That's a deposit of $400,000.
Okay, and is that what you were describing was the first action as a result of one of the board members inquiring about the status of Richard Alexander Murdaugh's accounts with the bank?
Yes, sir.
And who caused that deposit to be made?
Russell Lafitte.
And what was the source of those funds of $400,000?
It was a debit to an account or general ledger account called Loans Not On System.
What does that mean? Where is that money coming from? Did that belong to any entity? Where did it come from?
It came from the bank.
From the bank. At that period in time, was there any loan application in existence or any sort of paperwork to justify that $400,000?
No.
And after that $400,000 went in, what was the balance of the account?
It had a positive balance of $52,215.33.
A little walking around money.
Yes, sir.
When that deposit went in, were you aware of a deposit of $400,000 going in at that time?
At that time, no.
And you're a board member, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, that was the first action. What else occurred, if anything, as a result of an inquiry being made about the defendant's finances?
There was a flurry of activity inside the Hampton office to create loan documents.
To create loan documents?
Yes, sir.
To create loan documents after the fact?
Yes, sir.
What, if anything else, happened after that as a result of that inquiry?
As a result of that inquiry, a memo was drafted and submitted to the executive committee outlining the relationship of Alec Murdoch at that time.
Try to knock out two and at once. Take place. At some point, does this finally come to your attention and to the rest of the board's attention?
It does.
And you recall about what date that was?
I believe it would have been the date of the executive committee on the 12th.
All right. And I'm going to show you what's been marked as exhibit, State's Exhibit 354 to your testimony and see if you recognize that.
These are minutes of the executive committee that took place August 12th, 2021.
All right. And then reviewing those, are they generally accurately reflect what y'all talked about at that executive committee meeting?
Yes, sir.
And is there any reference or discussion of the defendant, Richard Alexander Murdoch?
There is.
All right. And again, was this the first time that you were aware of the true nature of his financial condition and the fact of any further monies being expended to him from the bank?
This was, the formal summary of his banking relationship at that time, yes.
Your Honor, at this time I'd offer State's 356 in evidence. 354, my apologies.
It's 354, correct?
354.
And no additional objection, Your Honor.
Submit it.
All right. And the first sentence is, what does that say right there?
It says, Gray Henderson distributed a memo to the members outlining the bank's current relationship.
Okay. And what's the second sentence right there?
Indebtedness totals $4.2 million, consisting of various unsecured and secured notes, a co-borrowing, and guaranteed loans.
So he owes the bank how much at that point in time?
At that time, $4.2 million.
We also got that too, correct?
Yes, sir.
We'll show you what's been marked as 365. So your testimony or to this trial, and see if you recognize that.
This is a copy of the memo that was presented to the executive committee on the 12th of August.
All right. And Your Honor, this time I'd offer State's 365 in evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
Submit it.
And this is that memo you were talking about that was prepared?
Yes, sir.
All right. And does this kind of set forth some of the debts and obligations that were owed by the defendant at that point in time?
It does.
All right. And in that second sentence, what is that total amount?
He currently has total principal balance through family, et cetera, of $4,219,623.
This list right here, what does that reflect?
It lists all the loan numbers, the principal balances, and the collateral if they were secured.
Now, you mentioned that we talked about the memo, we've talked about the transfer, and you mentioned that there was some application documentation that started to be created. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you're the CEO now, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you've had a chance to go back and to look into what's happened and review these various records. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is Exhibit 362 to your testimony and see if you recognize this document.
This is a copy of a Palmetto State Bank promissory note, commercial single advance, loan number 6996048, in the amount of $750,750.
And who's the borrower on that particular document?
Richard Alexander Murdoch.
All right, and then I'm going to show you what's been marked as 363 and see if you recognize that.
This is a document that accompanies the notes, part of the loan package. It's called a business purpose statement.
Right. Your Honor, this time I'd move in states 362 and 363.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
Submit it.
All right, let's take a look at this document real quick. This is 362. Looking at the last page, what date is that document signed?
July 15th, 2021.
All right. Going back and looking at the first page, could this document that was at least supposedly signed on July 15th, 2021, could it have even existed on July 15th, 2021?
No, sir.
It could not have.
It could not have.
And tell the jury why you know that.
Because the loan numbers generated by one of our software programs related to loan transactions, the loan numbers are issued sequentially.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so this sequential number,
this was not a July sequence number.
All right. And so what month would it have been a sequence?
August.
And is that how you know that this didn't occur until August? After that inquiry was made?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about July 15th, 2021. As things have come to light and you look more into this, did it come to your attention as to why these documents would have been backdated to July of 2021?
Yes, sir, because there was another subsequent transaction.
All right. And what transaction was that generally?
It was a wire transfer.
Okay. Show you what's been marked as states 358 to your testimony, see if you recognize that.
This is our standard domestic wire request form dated July 15th, 2021.
Okay. And, Your Honor, this time I would move to admit states 358.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
Admit it.
Did you know about this wire when it was sent?
No, sir.
Did you know about this wire in August of 2021?
I did, upon subsequent investigation, yes.
And when did you find out about that, roughly?
In August of 2021.
Put this up on the screen. What's the date on this wire?
July 15th, 2021.
And where does this wire go?
It goes to the Wilson Law Group, LLC, IOLTA account.
IOLTA account? Are you familiar if that's a lawyer trust account?
Yes, sir.
And what's this page that's attached to it?
Appears to be the wiring instructions, the account name, Wilson Law Group, LLC, IOLTA account. Bank is South State Bank in Bamberg, South Carolina, and South State's routing number. Contact information is Chris at WilsonLawGroupSC.com, Gail at WilsonLawGroupSC.com.
And what is the source of funds for this $350,000?
Again, it's the bank's internal account, general ledger account, loan not on system.
Loan not on system. It's bank money.
Yes, sir.
And at this time, was there any documentation whatsoever justifying $350,000 of bank money being given to the defendant to send to Chris Wilson?
No, sir.
When you had a discussion at the board meeting in August of 2021, were there any representations made to you about the purposes for some new loan to Alec Murdaugh?
Yes, there were.
And what were you told the purposes were?
Repairs to Beach House.
Repairs to the Beach House?
Yes, sir.
And who told you that?
Russell Lafitte.
Okay. And did he tell you at any time that it was $350,000 to Chris Wilson to put some fees back?
No, sir.
Did he tell you that at any time it was $400,000 to cover a negative $347,000 overdraft that the bank had been paying for him since June of 2021?
No, sir.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as Exhibit 359, see if you recognize this.
This is the customer copy of a cashier's check numbered 287933 in the amount of $400,000, dated 8-9-2021.
All right, and does it have what appears to be a copy of a sticky note on there?
It does.
And whose writing is that? Do you recognize it?
Russell Lafitte's.
All right, and there's a reference to Green Swamp Stock. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that is?
It's a hunt club. It's shares of a hunt club. A share of a hunt club.
I'm going to show States 363 up on the screen, and I showed you this previously, but what is this document?
That's the business purpose statement.
All right. And what does it say? Is this for that loan in which the application is being drafted after the fact?
Yes, sir.
And what does it say the purposes are?
Purposes investment.
All right. And what, again, had you been told as a board member was the purpose of this supposed new loan?
Repairs to the beach house.
As you've come to review all of this information, was any of that $750,000 used for any repairs to the beach house?
To my knowledge, no.
And when it's $750,000, we're talking about the $350,000 of the wire to Chris Wilson, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then the $400,000 to cover the overdraft and then a little bit?
Yes, sir.
At some point in time, was there any discussion about collateral for this particular loan?
Yes, there was.
All right, and tell me about those discussions. What was your understanding of collateral for these loans?
The collateral was to be a second mortgage on the beach house and the one share of Green Swamp Stock.
And as things progressed, did any of that change as far as collateral?
We did not put the mortgage on the beach house.
And why was that?
Mrs. Murdaugh was deceased, and she had an ownership interest in the beach house.
At some point in time, I'll get to that in a minute. So ultimately, this particular loan, did it have any collateral at all?
Nominally, the Green Swamp stock.
And why do you say nominally?
It had been cross-collateralized to other loans.
In your experience as a banker, is it common or usual to provide a new loan to cover an overdraft like was done in this case?
Not to this magnitude, no, sir.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as States 357 and see if you recognize this.
These are minutes of the directors of Palmetto State Bank, Tuesday, August 17th, 2021.
Your Honor, this time I would offer States 357 into evidence, I believe, without additional objection.
Correct. No additional objection.
Submitted.
All right. Is there a discussion of the defendant in this particular document?
There is.
Now, we'd seen one before, which was an executive committee meeting in August. And was this the subsequent board meeting?
Yes, it was.
All right. Let me put that up on the screen. You have a screen right there if you can
see
that. If you have problems seeing it, just let me know and I'll bring it back to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, and this is the discussion as it relates to the defendant right there?
Yes, it does.
All right. And real quick, what's the second sentence right there in this particular discussion?
Russell L. Lafitte stated that his intention is to sell the farm.
All right. And down here at the bottom, what does that sentence right there say? Starting with Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Malinowski commented, the $750,000 loan did not appear to have been approved by the executive committee.
All right, and then what's the next sentence?
Russell Lafitte explained that three of the five members approved the loan.
All right, and so with three of the five members approving the loan, were you on the executive committee at that time?
I was, yes.
But you were not informed of any of these monies being expended or this after-the-fact documentation or any of it, is that correct?
No, sir.
As some of these things ultimately came to light in the months following, what happened to Russell Lafitte?
He was terminated from the bank.
And is that what led to you ultimately becoming CEO?
Yes, sir.
In the course of your review as CEO of what had been going on at your institution, did you become privy to information that Russell Lafitte had been converting trust account checks from PMPD made out to Palmetto State Bank?
Yes, sir.
And that those checks had been converted, that those were client money checks and had been converted for the benefit and for the personal use of the defendant?
Yes.
And is that practice improper?
It is.
Thank you. going to show you what's been marked as States 366. See if you recognize this document.
This document is a printout from our loan accounting system, which summarizes the loans outstanding to Mr. Richard Alexander Murdoch.
As of a particular day?
As of June 7, 2021.
Your Honor, this time I'd move State 366 into evidence.
No additional objections.
All right, let's take a look at it. Can you see that all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, there's certain numbers that are highlighted here. Is that the balance as of that particular date?
It's the principal balance, yes, sir.
All right, and so that number right there is what?
$104,119.80.
And the balance right there is what?
$806,666.26.
And the balance right there is what?
$195,171.64.
And that balance right there, what is that?
$999,650.94.
And then finally this?
$91,368.90.
This particular one right there, is that a line of credit?
Yes, sir.
And how much, what's the limit on the line of credit? Line of credit's kind of like a credit card. It's got a limit on it, right?
That's correct.
What's the line of credit? How much was it for?
$1 million.
And what was the balance on it?
$999,650.94.
Pretty much maxed out.
Yes, sir.
Going back to States 365, we've got this one right here. What was the balance on that one with this memo that was prepared around August of 2021?
That loan balance is $599,400.
And was that also a line of credit as well?
It was.
And what was the limit on that line of credit?
I believe $600,000.
So that one was pretty much maxed out too, correct?
Yes, sir.
Not listed on States 366 are two that are on this memo. One says Zero United and one says Redbeard. Are you familiar with what those are?
Yes, sir.
And are those business entities?
They are.
And do you know who those are associated with?
Mr. Murdoch was a partner, member of the LLC.
All right. And had those two loans been charged off?
They had been.
And to your understanding, those entities own real property?
Yes, in Berkeley County.
All right. When you say charged off, what does that mean? Explain that very quickly to the jury.
In the banking, if a loan becomes uncollectible for whatever reason, the borrower suffers financial difficulties, other issues, the bank will at some point in time make a determination whether to take it off its books and subsequently charged off.
Okay. Did the bank foreclose on the properties under those particular two entities?
We did not.
All right. And so it takes it off the book, so it stops accruing interest and late charges and all that kind of stuff, right?
Actively, yes, sir.
Actively, at least, correct?
Yes.
And did the defendant, was he still, though, expected and required to keep paying on those particular loans?
It didn't dissolve him of his obligation, but he did, and he periodically made payments.
Periodically made payments on,
yes,
those loans. If the defendant had tried to sell those properties or something like that, what if anything, would the bank would have been entitled to in the event that was attempted?
We would have been entitled to the outstanding principal balance at the time, plus lost interest and any late fees and charges.
All right. So that would have to be applied against any sale price before those things could be, that property could be sold. Right?
Yes, sir.
And it would be somewhat higher than the numbers on that on this memo, is that right?
Yes, sir.
One of the things on here is this particular loan right here. What is that for?
A house in Edisto.
And in April 2021, was there any sort of thing going on with that particular loan that needed to be addressed?
The loan had matured.
It had matured? And explain to the jury what that means.
At that time, the balance of the loan, the note itself had reached its maturity date, and the bank and the borrower were required to come together and determine what they wanted to do, either renew it, extend it, whatever.
Right. And it had not been paid off, correct?
It had not been paid off, no.
Since it matured, it either had to be renewed or paid off, correct?
Yes, sir.
And because of that need for a renewal, had an appraisal been sought in April of 2021?
Yes, it's just my understanding.
All right. Let me show you an exhibit and need to show it to the defense counsel real quick. Marked as Exhibit 364 to this trial, and see if you recognize this.
The top page is an email from Chastity Malfrus to Charles Lafitte III, who is the bank's appraisal officer, regarding an appraisal request for 3606 Big Bay Drive, Edisto.
Is that the Edisto house we're talking about?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. And is this, and that's the appraisal request form underneath it?
It is.
Okay. And that relates to the renewal of the existing loan on Edisto, is that correct?
That is correct.
Did this appraisal have anything to do with this $750,000 that you've been telling the jury about?
No, sir.
This was already in existence because of an existing loan, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And, Your Honor, this time I would offer States 364 in evidence.
No additional objection.
Submit it.
Almost done. Real quick, one I forgot, States 360. We'll show this to you real quick, and then we'll get to the beginning of the end. Yeah, can you tell me about that?
Yes, sir. It's the checking deposit ticket of a $400,000 deposit going into an account, last four digits, 6092, in the name of Alex Murdoch. Underneath that is the cashier's check itself, which accompanied the deposit ticket. Cashier's check number 287933 in the amount of $400,000, dated August 9th, 2021.
Your Honor, this time I'd offer States 360.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
Submit it.
All right, and this is that $400,000 that covered the big overdraft, is that right?
Yes, sir. All right, I'm going to show you one last series of documents here, one at a time. I'll show you first what's been marked. Has not been marked.
Show you what's been marked as States 367. And is that a statement balance for an account in the name of Alec Murdoch?
It is. It's Alec Murdoch, farm account, account number 1646.
All right. And on June the 7th, 2021, can you tell me the balance in that account?
The balance of the account is a negative $2,458.23.
Okay. Your Honor, this time I'd move to admit States 367.
No additional objection.
Admit it.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as 368 and see if you recognize that document.
It's a copy of an account statement for account number 6092 in the name of Richard Alexander Murdoch.
All right. And can you tell me what the account balance is on June 7th, 2021?
On June 7th, the balance in the account is $2,185.23.
All right, Your Honor, this time I'd move to admit States 368.
No additional objection.
So admit it.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as States 369, and see if you recognize, or you can tell me what the balance, what that document is. If I can get a question out eventually.
This is the account statement for a health savings account. Last four digits, 3094, also in the name of Richard Alexander Murdoch.
All right. And can you tell me what the balance of that was on June 7th, 2021?
On June 7th, it would be $7,540.61.
And that's a health savings account?
Yes, sir.
Can that be used for any expenditures, or is that limited? Is that a special type of account that's limited to medical expenditures?
It's a special account, generally limited to medical expenditures.
Your Honor, this time I'd move States 369 into evidence.
No additional objection.
Admit it.
I'll show you what's been marked as States 370. And see if you can tell me what that particular document is.
Another account, a copy of an account statement. This one is the last four digits, 6649, in the name of Alex Murdoch.
All right. Can you tell me what the balance is on June 7th, 2021?
The balance on June 7th, 2021 is $62,115.06.
And then finally, I've got a set of documents. And Your Honor, real quick, I'll move States 370 in the evidence.
No additional objection.
Admit it.
All right, last one. Can you tell me what that particular document is?
It's a copy of an account statement, number 5109, in the name of Margaret Maggie Murdoch.
All right, and just real quick, for the record, I'm having you look at States 371. All right. Could take a look at it again.
Same account number, Margaret Maggie Murdoch.
All right, and just go back. Can you tell me what the account balance is on that particular account, at least as of, go back to the first one, of June 24th, 2021.
June 24th, 2021, the balance was $23.97.
Your Honor, this time I've moved States 371 into evidence.
No additional objection.
Let's admit it.
All right, I'm almost done. Mr. Malinowski, if at any point in time, if the bank over the years at any point in time had become aware that Alec Murdoch was having a bank official take client trust money checks and convert them into cashier's checks and other transactions for his own personal use, what would have happened?
Certainly would have had a significant conversation in the bank, and we would have asked the bank official to stop doing that.
All right. And what would have happened if you uncovered that the defendant, Alec Murdoch, was stealing client funds through that method?
That would have certainly affected his borrowing relationship with the bank and any other relationship he had with the bank.
If you found out the defendant was stealing, would you loan another dime to him?
No, sir.
If you found out that the defendant had created a fake business account in the name of a legitimate entity and was routing and stealing client money through that account and converting it to his own personal use, at any point in time, what would have happened with his relationship at the bank?
It would have ceased.
Would the bank have loaned him any more money?
No, sir.
If the bank found out that the defendant had been forced to resign or been fired from his job, what would have happened with his banking relationship? Would the bank have loaned him any more money after that?
No, sir.
If the bank had found out at any point in time that he had been disbarred, what would have happened to that banking relationship with that defendant?
It would have ceased.
Look at Exhibit 368. What account number is that? What's the last four digits of that account number?
6092.
And on June 7th, what's the balance?
$2,185.23.
Looking at Exhibit 356, what's the account number?
6092.
And by the time that unapplied for deposit comes in, what's the balance on August 6, 2021?
On August 6, 2021, the balance is a negative $347,784.67.
Hold on for me 1 second. Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. Please answer any questions the defense may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have you go to the jury room for a break. Please do not discuss the case.
That wraps up segment number four of our continuing coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh here on the 9th of February, 2023, day 12 of the trial. There's more to come. I'm Tony Bursky. Stay with us.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.